4. Nodite Centers of Civilization. The dispersion of the Nodites was an immediate result of the internecine conflict over the Tower of Babel. This internal war greatly reduced the numbers of the pure Nodites and was in many ways responsible for their failure to establish a great pre-Adamic civilization. From this time on, Nodite culture declined for over 120,000 years until it was upstepped by Adamic infusion. But even in the times of Adam, the Nodites were still an able people. Many of their mixed descendants were numbered among the Garden Builders, and several of Van's group captains were Nodites. Some of the most capable minds serving on Adam's staff were of this race. 3 out of the 4 great Nodite centers were established immediately following the Babylon conflict. 1. The Western or Syrian Nodites. The remnants of the nationalistic or racial memorialists journeyed northward, uniting with the Andonites to found the later Nodite centers to the northwest of Mesopotamia. This was the largest group of the dispersing Nodites, and they contributed much to the later appearing Assyrian stock. 2. The Eastern or Elamite Nodites. The culture and commerce advocates migrated in large numbers eastward into Elam and there united with the mixed Sangic tribes. The Elamites of 30 to 40,000 years ago had become largely Sangic in nature, although they continued to maintain a civilization superior to that of the surrounding barbarians. After the establishment of the Second Garden, it was customary to allude to this nearby Nodite settlement as the Land of Nod. And during the long period of relative peace between this Nodite group and the Adamites, the two races were greatly blended, for it became more and more the custom for the sons of God, the Adamites, to intermarry with the daughters of men, the Nodites. 3. The Central or Pre-Sumerian Nodites. A small group at the mouth of the Tigris and Euphrates rivers maintained more of their racial integrity. They persisted for thousands of years and eventually furnished the Nodite ancestry which blended with the Adamites to found the Sumerian peoples of historic times. And all this explains how the Sumerians appeared so suddenly and mysteriously on the stage of action in Mesopotamia. Investigators will never be able to trace out and follow these tribes back to the beginning of the Sumerians, who had their origin 200,000 years ago after the submergence of Dalmatia? Without a trace of origin elsewhere in the world, these ancient tribes suddenly loom upon the horizon of civilization with a full-grown and superior culture, embracing temples, metalwork, agriculture, animals, pottery, weaving, commercial law, civil codes, religious ceremonial, and an old system of writing. At the beginning of the historical era, they had long since lost the alphabet of Dalmatia, having adopted the peculiar writing system originating in Dilmun. The Sumerian language, though virtually lost to the world, was not Semitic. It had much in common with the so-called Aryan tongues. The elaborate records left by the Sumerians describe the site of a remarkable settlement which was located on the Persian Gulf near the earlier city of Dilmun. The Egyptians called this city of ancient glory Dilmut, while the later Adamized Sumerians confused both the first and second Nodite cities with Dalmatia and called all three Dilmun. And already have archaeologists found these ancient Sumerian clay tablets which tell of this earthly paradise where the gods first blessed mankind with the example of civilized and cultured life. And these tablets, descriptive of Dilmun, the paradise of man and God, are now silently resting on the dusty shelves of many museums. The Sumerians well knew of the first and second Edens, but, despite extensive intermarriage with the Adamites, continued to regard the garden dwellers to the north as an alien race. Sumerian pride in the more ancient Nadite culture led them to ignore these later vistas of glory in favor of the grandeur and paradisiacal traditions of the city of Dilmun. 4. The Northern Nadites and Amadonites, the Vanites. This group arose prior to the Bablat conflict. These northernmost Nadites were descendants of those who had forsaken the leadership of Nod and his successors for that of Van and Amadon. Some of the early associates of Van subsequently settled about the shores of the lake which still bears his name, and their traditions grew up about this locality. Ararat became their sacred mountain, having much the same meaning to later-day Vanites that Sinai had to the Hebrews. 10,000 years ago, the Vanite ancestors of the Assyrians taught that their moral law of seven commandments had been given to Van by the gods upon Mount Ararat. They firmly believed that Van and his associate Amadon were taken alive from the planet while they were up on the mountain engaged in worship. Mount Ararat was the sacred mountain of northern Mesopotamia, and since much of your tradition of these ancient times was acquired in connection with the Babylonian story of the flood, it is not surprising that Mount Ararat and its region were woven into the later Jewish story of Noah and the universal flood. About 35,000 BC, Adamson visited one of the easternmost of the old Vanite settlements to found his center of civilization.